How far back do you two go?
About 30 years, Claire and I. I first met her when she was a teenager. I wasn't much older. And, she turned up at a little bar we were playing at many years ago. I would guess around 1989, 1990, and she just looked like a little girl and said, "Can I sing?" And I was a bit reluctant to let her. And she got up and she was marvellous, and I've just seen her career go, you know, from strength to strength. We've both worked all over the place, Japan, New York, Brazil, and she's a... You know, it's wonderful to team up with her. We got a lot of great comments on this show.
Let's talk about you for a moment, then, Ray.
Sure.
The early days. What's the earliest memory of music you were listening to when you were growing up?
You know, you're going to laugh, but it was Bill Haley and the Comets, because my father was a big rock and roll fan. He was an American serviceman, airman, who came over this country in the late 50s with a big collection of vinyl, you know. And I remember hearing Little Richard, Bill Haley and the Comets, all this kind of rock and roll stuff, which, you know, was... It led on from the swing era, really. It was dance music of its time. I still love that music. You know, like, I kind of keep some of that energy, rock and roll energy, into the jazz and swing, which I play, you know.
When did you first seriously start playing with a band?
I probably started around 1982, something like that, 81, 82. I picked up a sax. Within 6 months, I was gigging, probably less. And I was really thrown in at the deep end and was well out of my depth, but I kind of... I guess I learnt fast, you know.
I love the way you put your own spin on some really old songs. Is that all about the influence of the likes of Louis Prima?
Yeah, it is, and I write songs as well. I've just got an album out now called Original Flavours, which is a compilation of all my stuff, 14 original tracks. See, I don't believe you should copy the records anymore. I think we all started doing that to learn, but you've got to put your own, like you just said, your own stamp on the music.
Hey, you've rubbed shoulders with some big names, haven't you, in your time, and played some big venues as well.
Yeah, a few. You know, we played the Albert Hall. We were supporting Robbie Williams on his first Swing While You're Winning tour a while back, which was a lot of fun. And we played Paul McCartney's second wedding, you know, the ill-fated one, shall I say, which was good fun. And, Van Morrison's been to see me a few times. He enjoys the music, so it's always a great pleasure to work for those, you know, get the respect of your betters, you know.
And you've played for royalty as well.
I have, yeah. I've played for the Queen twice.
You're very modest.
Yeah.
Just how special is this when you're teaming up with Claire?
Well, it's great. You know, it's a lot of fun, and we're playing, we're doing a lot of music out of the American Songbook, but we're also putting a bit of rhythm and blues in there, a little bit of Ray Charles and people like that. So we're mixing the show up quite a lot, you know, and obviously I play sax as well, so I'm doing the both. I'm singing with Claire, then taking some solos. We've got a great trio as well, led by a wonderful piano player called Dave Newton. So it's just great. It's music for everybody. You know, it's not really for just jazz aficionados. It can reach everybody.